Christendom had not been established and the Roman society was on the brink of collapse. Indeed, St. Augustine would describe the time as one of almost universal despair, many thinking that civilization itself would be destroyed. And in the midst of this, God would call a man to the vicarship of Christ who truly could be trusted with the greatest and many things. For Pope Leo the Great would be elevated to the vicarship of Christ, and he would reign over the church and over society, and he would establish those principles by which the Holy Roman Empire would replace the pagan Roman Empire and ultimately lead to that age known as Christendom, in which Christ truly reigned over all society. And indeed, it was Pope Leo the Great who constantly drove this doctrine home, that God the Father willed that all nations be saved through Jesus Christ. And so, Pope Leo, who lived in the 400s, is a pope who teaches us to be contrary to the modernist notion that would declare that Christendom is a phantom of the past and it can never come about again. But according to Pope Leo the Great, it indeed is not a phantom. It is something necessary if we are all to gain union with God the Father at the end of our lives. And so, this man who would seem to disappear in the face of the papacy, for we do not know much about his personal life, because he truly was a man who would elevate the vicarship of Christ to a dignity that was unheard of. He was a man gifted by nature and elevated by grace, who was most perfect for the job that Christ had in mind for him. And so he would not merely take care of the spiritual welfare of the members of the mystical body whose faith was being undermined by untold number of heresies that were about at the time, but also he would turn back the scourge of God, Attila the Hun, who was threatening the very physical life of civilization itself. And indeed, when he would go out with rosary in hand to confront Attila, he would go alone. Unbeknownst to him, he would have someone by his side. And so, when Attila was asked by his soldiers why he fled, when it was not the policy of Attila the Hun to flee in the face of any man, he would not even flee in the face of armies. He simply told his soldiers that he fled because a man dressed in priestly garments, many believe it to be with good reason, the first vicar of Christ himself, St. Peter, who brandishing a sword threatened Attila that if he was to step toward the vicar of Christ, Leo the Great, then he would be killed on the spot. And so we see very clearly this unity of the papacy, that in all the lawfully elected successes, Peter himself rules over the church. And so let us honor this great pope by praying for his successor, so that he may, as it were, be involved in establishing again those principles in the hearts of mankind that will lead to Christendom. For Christendom is the only true form that society can take if it is truly to be a society of peace, a society of charity, in which the love of God reigns over it. Pope Leo the Great would defend the incarnation in all its integrity, for one of the heresies that was about at the time declared that in Christ there were two persons, both divine and human, and Pope Leo the Great clearly pointed out that there are two natures in Christ, but only one person, that is the divine person, and that the human person is united in that mystery known as the hypostatic union. Without any admixture to God, without any change of God, humanity has been elevated, and so no one can be elevated except through Christ. And this is the doctrine that Leo the Great would hold out to all of society. And so, when he would finally depart from this life to gain his eternal reward, he was truly, as it were, a pope who was after the heart of Christ, and one of the greatest popes to ever sit in the chair of Peter. And so, let us turn this day to particularly thank him and thank her who established the church in such a manner that one man reigns over her, so that we may all know where to go for faith and morals. And in Pope Leo the Great, we have a unique man who took not only care of the physical integrity of civilization, but established those principles in the mind minds and hearts of men, by which would ultimately lead to Christendom and the birth of all that we know to be of true art. For all that is known to be of true art, all art that truly elevates the human mind and the human heart to God, whom it should always contemplate, was established in the peace of Christendom. And so, let us pray again that phenomenon may again be spread over all society, so that again men's hearts and minds may be lifted up in every expression of that civilization, in its art, in its family life, and in everything it does, it may speak of Christ, for that is truly what Leo the Great spoke of, and that is why there is not much known about his personal life, because his whole life, especially as the vicar of Christ, spoke of the one to whom he was eternally grateful for all that he had done for mankind. And so he too was willing to be delivered up to his crucifixion and to his death. He was willing to battle the heresies of the time and to battle even the scourge of God and all who would follow him in order to crush Rome. And it was by grace that Leo the First would turn all of them back, but he would always do so in charity, working earnestly each and every moment of his life for the conversion of the heretics and the conversion of those who were seeking to destroy society. And so we may learn from him also that while we fight the battle, we must always remember charity must reign in our hearts, so that we too can cooperate with our Lord in the conversion of all souls, so that the paganism that afflicts our modern society may be replaced by that only true form by which a society can endure, that is, a society that accepts the social reign of Jesus Christ the King and enthrones him and him alone in that chair that is known as the seat of the King, and that all our leaders are good leaders insofar as they follow and seek to imitate Jesus Christ. And if they do so, then we know they will help and they will cooperate with the Vicar of Christ and leading us all into that kingdom that cannot be taken from us, that heavenly kingdom which alone can be the joy of our heart. And so let us, as Leo the Great reminds us, to always be aware of our dignity and always to be aware of the price by which our salvation was purchased, the sacrifice of the sacred humanity of Jesus Christ, so that mankind may be elevated, may be purchased from slavery to Satan and be elevated again to be sons of God.